Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ready to do some What the Hell News?
I am.
Let's go.
Whitey!
That's not the right one.
Stand by.
Kill Whitey!
Yeah!
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
Yes,
once more, keep, for good measure.
Keep killing Whitey, dude. I'm all about that. White people get on my nerves. Really, all people get on my nerves,
yeah,
okay?
I hate everybody equally, man.
Yeah, I do want that to be clear.
I do not discriminate.
Nah, doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what your background is. You're all pretty annoying right now. Mm-hmm. So just know that if there's any equality in this world, it's how annoying people are.
Yeah, guy that keeps calling and then hanging up when he's on hold, I want you dead. I think it's Anthony, too. And he's got some things to say. Anthony, just stay on hold. I will get to you.
Yeah, I mean, we have a tough time with phone calls because we don't, you know, we're trying to get used to running a two-man show. It's not easy.
No,
so,
and I have no idea what I'm doing, so I'm learning on the go here, learning on the job.
We're doing the best we can, folks. Just so you know, we're not slackers. We're going above and beyond to try to give you a good quality show with two people.
That's right.
We are.
Yes.
All right, let's get to some What the Hell News. Will, I would love for you to give me the first one.
Sure, you got it. Jeffrey Epstein. Ever hear of him?
You know, it rings a bell. Mm-hmm. It sounds like I just watched a three-part documentary about it, or four-part. What about him?
Famous philanthropist.
A lot of things to start with a P. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, many viewers in Albuquerque, New Mexico, reported seeing a statue of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in downtown Albuquerque on Wednesday morning. Viewers sent in photos of what appeared to be a bronze statue placed in front of the old city hall. Turns out it was actually just a painted mannequin. Below the painted mannequin was a plaque that gave a brief background on Epstein, and also in part, he had a home in New Mexico in Zorro Ranch. He was also a rapist who died in prison.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yes. It then went on to list several court cases involving Epstein and his victims. By the time KOAT camera crews arrived, the statue had been removed by City Hall staff. KOAT asked Mayor Tim Keller what he thought about the mannequin, and he said to himself that he has no idea where it came from. There's a lot of mystery. This doesn't even make any sense, Keller said. City officials are looking into how the statue got on the city property. I'm sure they have cameras, right?
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere, man. Here's the thing. At least he wasn't a Confederate, like, soldier.
I suppose that's one way to look at it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
was. I don't know.
And it's not a crime, right? Like, what are they going to do, even if they find out who it is?
Yeah. Just ask them why, and they tell them, they go, all right, weird, but okay.
It doesn't even really look like Jeffrey Epstein either.
No.
You wouldn't know unless it had the plaque with all the court cases on it.
Or like some teenage girls laying around next to him.
He's very sharp.
Maybe
dressed.
A massage table, you know,
yeah,
next to him.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Ugh. I got a little good news here for What the Hell News.
Good. Give it to
I think you'll like this one too, Will. This is right in your wheelhouse here. Blink 182. Ever heard of them?
I have. Rock and roll band.
They're back, dude. They are working on a new album that they said is going to have their super classic style. It's just going to be new material. So they're not going to do what a lot of these bands do and try to reinvent themselves. It's going to be like the Blink 182 that we loved in the 90s, in the early 2000s. But they're coming back. Hail yeah.
That's fantastic.
So,
They're all old now. How old are they now?
So?
They're like your age, aren't they?
I'd say Blink 182 is probably 44, 43, those guys, maybe.
Yeah. You know, one of them's insane.
Matt Skiba, I guess. I guess he's in there for Tom DeLonge, I guess.
That's the one that's crazy, yeah, Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's exciting. No, I saw the headline. I was like, what? Okay. I'm all about that. Yeah. Producer John Feldman, longtime fans will be pleased to hear the direction it's taken. He said in a quote to Rock Sound Magazine, the band has definitely been getting in touch with their roots. Hell yeah. I like Blink-182, man. It's good, happy music.
I do, too. It's not going to be the same, though, without the Lunatic.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
He did most of the singing, DeLong, didn't he? He was a guitar player and a singer. It's going to sound different.
Well, I mean, they said that about Journey when they went and got the Filipino girl.
Yeah, true enough.
But she's doing a great job. Keep it up.
Sure is, the lady boy.
Hell yeah. You got another?
I do, yeah. This is also right up my alley. There's a study that suggests that moderate drinking may have some benefits.
Hell yeah,
it does. I love that. A recently published study shows that while drinking alcohol isn't necessarily healthy, there are some benefits associated with low to moderate drinking. That doesn't mean, however, that there aren't any risks. Yeah, no duh. The study conducted by researchers from the University of Georgia, California State University, and the Beijing Institute of Respiratory Medicine. Shouldn't they be working on other things right now, maybe?
You would think. Yeah, you'd think.
It focused on the relationship between low to moderate levels of drinking and cognitive function and rates of decline. The researchers measured the cognitive functions of about 20,000 participants from 1996 to 2008. Researchers found that low to moderate drinkers showed consistently higher cognitive function trajectories. And
it's a hard word every time, man.
Yeah, and slower rates of decline compared to those who never drink. Not surprisingly, heavy drinkers was found to be associated with higher cognitive scores. The researchers did point out, however, that their study relied on participants to report their own drinking habits. This could reportedly cause heavy drinkers to report themselves as moderate drinkers, as they tend to underestimate their alcohol consumption. Of course, there are risks to drinking. Yes, we know. A 2019 study determined that moderate drinking can increase the risk of stroke by 10 to 15%. Heavy drinkers saw an increased risk of about 35%. Drinking can also have a negative impact on your blood pressure. At the time, the WHO, shouldn't they be working on other things too? Estimated that 2.3 billion people worldwide drink alcohol, with the average drinker consuming the equivalent of a large bottle of beer every day. You drink every day?
No. I mean, during the pandemic, I've been more regular than normal, but even when I do, I don't get hammered. Like, I'll have a couple beers in the evening. I'm a real believer in moderate drinking being a good thing. Like, you see it all the time where they do studies on people that drink one glass of wine a night. They have, you know, it's good for your heart, it's good for everything. It like thins you out a little bit, it relaxes you, it's therapeutic in a way. Now, you know, for these idiots that are going out and doing shots with their friends and, you know, getting wasted, that's not good. You know, it's bad on your liver, you know, but things in moderation, man. Like, if you just smoke a little bit of crack every night, you could play outside linebacker for a Super Bowl team and be a you know, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely true. I went and had poured myself a little bit of glass, because we were talking about how the bourbon has antiviral and antibacterial traits.
Yeah.
So I had just a little bit left in my bottle, a little bit of Basil Hayden, and nice. Poured what I usually drink at night if I have a drink, which is not all the time, maybe once a week during the week, if that. Weekends, free for all, forget about it. But I only had like a little bit left, and I just go, screw it, dumped it on, and ended up being an entire glass of bourbon, and I was pretty wasted when I went to bed.
Yeah, I can't do liquor though, like I used to, man. I just can't.
You drink like a college girl. We talked about this
last night.
I like chocolate wine. Chocolate wine.
So good.
What's the wine coolers? Bartleby's and
no,
Hayes?
no Bartles and James.
Bartles
you know,
James. Yeah.
You know the thing.
You drink like a girl. You like sweet little pineapple rum.
Yummy.
Drinks,
I do like
drinks.
Malibu. Malibu's good. I got a big bottle of that in there, but it's got too much sugar. I'm laying off for right now.
I'm
gonna allow myself two glasses of wine a week.
Even beers you drink are wustastic.
What?
Like
no, they're not.
Sugar pecan porters.
Well, no, it's southern pecan. Okay, it's brewed with pecan.
Yeah, it's sweet.
And right now in my fridge, I have some Kona Island Blonde.
Oh, Jesus. Booze isn't supposed to taste good. It's supposed
yeah,
to,
it is.
To, no. You're supposed to know that you're hurting yourself when you drink it. That's the rule. You have to know that this isn't good for you, but it's just you're doing it for the effects. You don't want it to, like, schnapps, that should be banned.
I don't like schnapps.
Crack, get rid of schnapps. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, speaking of hurting people, I have a survey here that's going to blow some people's minds, Will.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And it's all about penises. 4,761 women were asked about penis sizes and orgasms. And now the truth is going to hurt some people. Oh, boy. Now, you've heard in the past where they say, oh, a woman, anything past 6 inches, they don't even like, they don't. Yeah, this is not true. Like, no, this is going to be disturbing for people. I have a chart here and they use a cucumber in this chart. It's pretty fantastic.
Oh, boy.
And we could put this up on the Johnny B Show Facebook page. The best penis size for female orgasm success rate. You ready? Okay, well, percent of women who have orgasm without him hitting a certain spot, just from the ding-dong itself, right? I don't want to say the P word, but you know what I mean.
I do.
Anyway, so 44% of women orgasm better with an 8-inch penis. 8 inches.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. 39%, 10 inches. They want 10 inches.
Oh, God.
I know.
What are these whores that they're interviewing?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how this math works either because there's way too many. Okay. All right. Give me. There's 13% actually like a 1-inch penis, man.
No, they don't. That's impossible. 13%.
What woman's like, you know what? I just need the smallest penis possible. That is what I like. It's my thing.
They have a shallow vagina.
Look, 26% like a 3-inch penis. Three inches.
That doesn't make sense either.
30% are happy with a 4-incher. Huh?
What about like 6? What about 6?
34%. 34%.
That's pretty good.
Are good with 6. Yeah.
That's like 1 in 3. You'll get lucky.
Yeah. So right, the reason why these percentages are kind of all over the place is because they got to pick more than one size. But overwhelmingly, the one that gets them the most orgasms is 8 inches, followed by 9 inches at 42%. 7 inches is right there with 38%, just right behind 10 inches at 39%. Ooh, what about 11 inches and more, Johnny? 30%. Ugh.
You whores.
I know.
What are you using when you're by yourselves? Baseball bats?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you just go to the, hospital when you're done having sex?
No
what
kidding.
Are you? What is going on? Good Lord, have mercy. I want to know every name of every woman that said 11 so I never have to talk to this person. You know what I mean? Like.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to look at me and know that it's going to be disappointing. Just,
it's upsetting. It's not gonna, I mean, that upsets me right now. But, you know, 6 is 34%, so I'm pretty happy with that. That's pretty far up there.
Yeah, I don't have the ability, you know. I mean, you know.
You don't
have all right, well, let's, I'm definitely not the 13%. I'm not even the 26. I'm not even the 30. I'm not even the 31. I'm somewhere above it. So we're good. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break and we come back. We'll go over our tweets and we'll figure out who is the lucky top tweet of the night and tell you all the dumbass holidays that you can celebrate tomorrow like you give a crap. It's the Johnny B Show.
It's the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.